I would characterize it on the American left, but perhaps there are others who are still convinced that the administration, that key members of the administration lied, and that they shaped intelligence to fit an outcome that had been predetermined. Now, you make the case in the book, in a very, you devote a lot of time to this, that there were perhaps shortcomings in the way specific issues were communicated, particularly the nuances of intelligence. But given that you also say that the vice president's office was of one hawkish mind, his staff was of one hawkish mind, that they were constantly engaged in these kind of backdoor maneuvers, why wouldn't reasonable people think that that's pretty close to lying?
Well, because the intelligence was as clear as any intelligence I've ever seen, and I've been in this business a long time. I worked for the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I'd worked in the White House before. And when you had intelligence assessments that said Saddam Hussein has reconstituted his biological and chemical weapons and could reconstitute his nuclear weapon in a year if he got foreign assistance, by the end of the decade if he didn't, I've actually never seen clear indications than that. The problem is the intelligence wasn't right. And what I do try to do in the book is to show that we had been through 16 Security Council resolutions in which he'd been considered a threat to international peace and security. We tried everything we could think of, including strengthening the sanctions prior to 9/11, and then even trying to get him to leave the country because nobody wanted to go to war. But we didn't think we could continue to live with the threat of Saddam Hussein, who had used his weapons of mass destruction against his own people. This wasn't a theoretical proposition. Was shooting at our aircraft in the no-fly zones, had put 400,000 of his people in mass graves, and was a cancer in the Middle East. And so I hope that people come away from this with an understanding that, as should be the case, war was for us a last resort.